The Footy Show.
G'day everyone, welcome to Not The Footy Show. I'm Warwick Nicholson, we've got Wendell Saylor talking to Not The Footy Show's grand final edition that we released on Wednesday, but this is just his interview, so if you can't be bothered downloading the entire podcast, listen to this, is Wendell Saylor on the NRL grand final, Manly versus the Warriors.
Third play, Luke Prittis to the uprights, then for Campion, Campion away for Carroll, Carroll for Saylor, Saylor will make it, Saylor's over. Wendell Saylor is in for Brisbane. Second try of the day for the Broncos. Broncos are the premiers of the year 2000. Minor premiers by a clear 6 points.
Well, everybody, we've been promising him for 2 weeks, and Big Del, Wendell Saylor, has delivered. Now, Del, it's great to have you on Not The Footy Show, but I'm assuming that the reason you didn't talk to us last week is because you just wanted to be on the biggest show of the year, the grand final edition.
Yeah, that's very good, mate. It's always low with me. Everything's calculated. But, no, unfortunately, I got a bit tied up last week doing Celebrity Apprentice at the moment. And but, you know, was very keen to get on your show. And so my miscommunication there. But it's good to be on one of the most important weeks in rugby league.
Oh, it's fantastic, mate. Now, quickly on Celebrity Apprentice, how are you surviving having to share the stage with Warwick Capper?
Oh, look, I don't think it's sharing the stage with Warwick. Warwick's not in my level of rockstar. You know, he's one of those has-beens from, like, you know, years ago. And even though I've just recently finished, as I said to him, he hasn't won a Logie, but myself, Shane Crawford has, and Jason Collins has a few Logie winners here, and it's been quite good.
Very good, mate. Just as long as you don't have to go around in those short shorts during Celebrity Apprentice, I think you'd be okay.
Mate, that wouldn't fit me, mate, anyway, because I've got that big booty.
Very good, mate. But... We're talking about grand finals, the Warriors, Manly this weekend. You played in a few, obviously, with the Broncos, but you had to wait 5 seasons to play in your first. What was it like in 1993 when you'd made your debut, you played in a couple of semi-finals, not getting that chance to play in that grand final?
Oh, look, in 1993, look, I was very lucky because, first year out of school, guys like Alan Langer, Steve Renoff, and, guys like Kevin Walters, I was very fortunate to be in that squad. So I played in the first 2 semis. I remember one was against Manly, one was against Canberra, and I remember playing against Jack Ellsberg, I think it was 1993 Rookie of the Year, and the other one was Nolan Andrugu.
Mate.
So a good experience for me.
Yep.
But the hardest thing was sitting on that bench. I think back then I had an 8-man bench, and I think I had number 21 on that day, and the euphoria of winning that day, but just sort of not feeling like, you know, you gave a bit to that match. You know,
yep.
You needed to lead that work. But look, it was one of those things where I sat up for a long time, because in the next year I got to go on a Kangaroo tour. But they're very special moments, the grand finals, and they're very hard to come by.
It's a good point, though, because 97, 98 and 2000, you actually played in 3 grand finals within 4 years. That's pretty special. Did you prepare differently for those ones over those 3 years, or was it much the same?
Oh, look, I think, I'll tell you what I did. Between 93 and 97, when I actually got there, you take for granted sometimes when you win that, or when you're part of that first grand final, but then I just kept thinking in 95 and 96 it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And they're just so hard to make. When I got there in 97, I was never going to let that opportunity slip again, but we just had such a good squad, you know, Lockyer, Brad Thorne, Shane Webke. We were very lucky, and I was very fortunate. You know, one of the best coaches of all time, if not the best, to Wayne Bennett. Those grand final days and those weeks, they're special. Because at the start of the season, from pre-season, you work so hard to get there. The club, the members are all on board, the fans, you just love it. And it's the best week of your life. As a kid, that's all you ever want to do is win a Winfield Cup or an NRL grand final.
Absolutely, mate. The 97 and the 98 grand finals, in the end, they weren't very close in the scoreboard, but... Just from those GFs, if you can recall any moments where you knew the game was won, or there was a big play that you just went, "All right, we're on course now. We're going to take this premiership out."
Yeah, look, 97, the Super League won. Like no disrespect to Cronulla, but the side that we had, we were always going to blow them away. But for me, in 98, I remember the Bulldogs, they had us on the ropes at halftime. I think we were down 14-12. And then, you know, Tony Carroll, I remember, he just busted them open in the second half. And then I think I scored a try. And that just happened, you know. You had Petro Sivinaseva, you know, Tony Carroll, Brad Thorne, Shane Webke. And it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous to tell them that we had big, bully tellers. And it was one of those things, the Broncos, it wasn't arrogance, it was a confidence knowing... Yeah. If you all bought your A games, no one's going to get close to you, and that's the confidence that the Broncos had. And the more I watch the Broncos now, the more you always respect those young players coming through the club. But certainly, no one's ever going to stop us when we're firing.
Well, it was a special unit of teams. I mean, I'm a Canberra fan, and I grew up obviously with the success of my boys through that early '90s period. But when you guys put that side together. In the, as you say, the mid to the late 90s side, which was just a level above, because the thing, as you pointed out, it's that hard to make those grand finals, to win those grand finals, because as you pointed out before, your teams in 94, 95 and 96, they were pretty good sides.
Well, they were. You're talking about the Canberra Raiders, the Bulldogs, you know, Manly. Over in 93, you know, when the Broncos, they came from fifth position to win that, you know. And people talk about the top eight, McIntosh system and that, but, you know, the top five, that was really a challenge, and I'm not saying top eight isn't now, but I like coming through. I remember playing against guys like Terry Lamb, Laurie Daly, Bradley Clyde, like guys who were idolised growing up. And I probably shouldn't mention this, but when I was kid growing up for the Broncos, I was a massive Manly fan. I love Manly. I love Dale Shearer, Michael O'Connor, Darryl Williams. I love those players. Ronnie Gibbs, and for me, I was a big Manly fan. But then when I went to the Broncos, and I didn't really like the Broncos that much as a kid.
That's fair enough. Yeah, but you ended up having a bit of success with them, mate. Now, Dave's going to ask you a question. You've shifted to, obviously, later on, you went to the Dragons and retired at the end of 09. But Dave has something to say.
Well, just for the record, I'm a big Dragons fan, Wendell, so this is why I get to ask this question. Now, you're the Dragons ambassador for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
I love you. I think you're fantastic as the ambassador. And the perception is that you're pretty popular. Do you feel the same?
Oh, look, I don't know about that. Look, I think what people see with me is, I think they see a person who has always enjoyed their football.
Yep.
I've certainly made my mistakes, but I think everyone likes a comeback story within reason. And I think when I went to the Dragons, I told Peter Dowse, I said, if you sign me, I'll be the best ambassador you have on the field and off the field, because that 2 years out of the game made me realise how lucky I was.
Yeah.
And also the fans and the people that you let down. But, I have a love for the Broncos and the Dragons for two different reasons. And being a Red Bull ambassador, it's helped me transition after football, because whether working with the corporates or the grassroots at the community level, or even still training with the boys, I have a love for the Red B that no one understands unless you've worn a jersey, unless you've supported that club your whole life.
It's. I think you've scored probably. Is it the best post playing job possible?
Yeah, look, I've scored a lot of good post jobs, but look, it's not that easy of a job to do. You've got to go in there with an energy and a passion. You can't talk and say, I'm the ambassador, because I think people are going to understand what comes with that is wherever you are, like I go to New Zealand, and people talk about the Red V, and then also people have always supported me, the Broncos and Rugby Union, thinking, what about the Wallabies? It's a different sort of passion that you feel for a club.
Yeah.
And even last year when the boys won the grand final, I worked for the club in that corporate sector and also the grassroots level, but I was so happy for the boys, because I think the Dragons players in general, after all those chokers tags and all that, I was more than happy. Also, I love and respect for Wayne Bennett.
No, absolutely, mate. And I think, as Dave said, you do deserve a big rap, and I'm giving you a big rap for what you've done. No, with the Red V, mate, I'm very impressed, because it's not easy to pick another club.
I think the fans do, because the fans buy into it. I think, the membership, Red Bee memberships, all the membership in the club, the AFL, I took with AFL, but I think if the fans don't buy into it, we don't have the product we have. And the reason why we're in such a strong position now with, obviously, the TV rights and, the popularity of the game is because of the fans. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, got to ask you this question. Halfway through the season, the Dragons have got some injury concerns. Wayne Bennett rings up Reece Simmons and brings him out of the Illawarra League. How tempted were you to bring on the boots for one last chance?
Yeah, no, look, you know what, I'll be honest, a couple of the boys had asked me, they said, mate, Jason Nightingale is a bloke who, oh, and I'll tell you, sorry, Jason Nightingale is a bloke why, that's the reason why I retired. I had another year on my contract, but I retired knowing that Nightingale was should have been probably playing by the end of that season, 2009, and I knew that my body. But I've already made one comeback. I wasn't going to do it again, and I just thought it was such a good story for Rhys Simmons to come back and play. And I think, you know, the first game he played, you know, he was, I wouldn't say he was off the pace, but just a few fundamentals, but the second one, he was great. And but I had a few of the boys go, mate, surely you got one more game in you. And I didn't want to be like John Farnham. Come back
you know. No, very good point.
I've got the best jobs in the world. You know, the radio show, the TV stuff, all that. It's, and I just think it was time for other guys to rip in. And even young Logan here, young Penny Tungare, I just thought he could have done the job.
He did a fantastic job in the games he played. Very much so. Look, we're going to get you to give you a wrap to your Simbin show in just a few minutes, but I got one sort of key question just surrounding the way the game's changed since you started back in the 90s until now. Statistics, mate. When you played for the Broncos, you were one of those first wingers who would do all that hard work coming out of your own end, and I'm sure your statistical counts were high. Were you aware of statistics to the same extent sort of back then with the Broncos? Did they keep stats like they do now for you? Were you aware of how many hit-ups a game you had, etc.?
Wayne was always big on stats, making sure everyone did their job and did their roles. But, the Broncos, it wasn't such a big thing. But when I came back, and the Dragons were big on it. It was very competitive, but also the wrestling and all that, they changed the game so much. I remember when I first came back, my first couple of sessions, I'm going, what's this levers and wrestling technique? We're a wrestling coach. And I look, you know what? Well, not that I didn't enjoy doing it, because I understand football has changed, and whether it's Melbourne or other clubs, every club's got a wrestling coach. I mean, we don't have one now. We had one at the Dragons. But, look, that was a disappointing for me, because rugby league's about, you know, skill and just toughness and, you know, run as hard as you can, get tackled as hard as you can. And, still some of the wingers these days and the skill that they have, I'm glad I've retired one of them, like, you know, Aku, Jarrell Yaoye, Morris, Nightingale. They've gone to a whole new level. Big Manu, the beast, Batavai.
Oh, how good's his story, especially the last 2 weeks, mate, after that first week against Brisbane. He's just been great, hasn't he?
Well, he has, and that's the danger. I think I read somewhere about Jamie Lyon saying that they're going to bowl him and kick to him. Look, I've always said this, beware the beast. And if you wake a sleeping giant, I'll tell you now, he can wreak so much havoc. So I know Jamie Lyon came in today, and he shouldn't, he's confident, and they're going to target him. Don't just talk about the paper. Just one thing you don't do is guys like Melvin Ingram in their day, you know, Big Chuyaki, you just don't really give them an incentive to want to rip you apart, because they're players that can lift the side, you know, and they need to get on the back of Manu if they're going to win this grand final, the Warriors.
I completely agree. I think with Manu, the main thing you do is you kick away from him. You don't get him into the game.
Exactly. But I think what Manly are going to try and do is they're hoping if they get lucky enough, drop early or mistake early, that, you know, it might pull him out of the game a little bit. And I'll tell you, he's probably a 2 or 3 try swing with his way he plays the game, Big Manu.
Completely agree. Now, predictions.
Getting into the predictions, Wendell, you're saying that you're a Manly, or were a Manly fan. Does that mean that you're taking them in the grand final?
Oh, no, you know what? I don't see myself as a Manly fan anymore. And I'm not a Manly hater either. I give credit where it's deserved. And I just think the way that Foran and Cherry Evans are playing at the moment, like, they're just a joy to watch, those young blokes. But also on the flip side, Maloney surprised me, and Johnson. Johnson is a breath of fresh air. We just keep seeing these young kids. Look, I'm more than happy to see the Warriors, you know, win their first premiership, even though my Kiwi friends will probably just go, oh, mate, we're the World Club World Champions, and they might go the back-to-back. But, look, I'm tipping Manly to win this one. I've been wrong many times before, and this final series, my record's been terrible, my tipping record. But, look, I'm tipping Manly to get home, because Glenn Stewart coming back, Lussick, I just think they're going to be so hard to beat. They deserve to be favourites in this game, so I'm tipping them to get home by about 6 or 8 points. Cherry Evans, the club, Churchill.
And first try scorer for all the punters out there?
First try scorer, he can't go past, I think, Brett Stewart. I just think he just knows how to score. He just knows how to find that try line.
Now, finally, Sinbin, it's on the radio, mate. Who have you got on this week?
Mate, Sinbin, we're still getting a guess, because the hard thing about Sinbin grand final week is who they will allow to talk. And I think Manly are in a bit of shutdown this week.
Yep.
So my man Ryan Phelan and I, we're still, we'll obviously talk about it at Fox tomorrow night. So Fox will be a big show tomorrow night.
Yep.
So we haven't confirmed our Manly players yet, Manly all Warriors players. But, mate, it's a tough week, grand final week, because I know that Desi Asva likes to keep his players a bit under the radar. So it's going to be good,
mate. Excellent, mate. Well, Wendell, it's been great having you on Not the Footy Show. Thank you so much for giving us your time. And, mate, good luck covering and presenting all this stuff on radio, on TV, online, everywhere that you are for the rest of the week, mate. Enjoy the off-season, okay?
Thanks, guys, and, mate, love it, because rugby league, as I said, it's the greatest game of all.
Well, if you enjoyed that, odds are you'll enjoy our entire podcast we did for the grand finals in two parts. You can grab it on iTunes. Thanks, everybody, for supporting Not the Footy Show and its two-year run. We may or may not. See you next year.
You've been sleeping over there.